If you use a wheelchair to get around, going out to dinner isn't just about what kind of food you want.
I'll take you back to what's the name of that place?
Which one?
Burns.
Okay.
Right now, tell them we're coming.
That's Shannon Buchholz. She's at the wheelchair games with her husband, Harvey. He has multiple sclerosis and uses a motorized wheelchair.
They want to sit down just like the next guy, having their dinner and enjoying their evening. We don't ask for more than that. We want to be able to get through the door, have a meal, pay our bill, say we had a lovely evening, and move on to the next day.
When they got to their table at Burns on Saturday, they were a seat short. Shannon says the waiter kept apologizing but didn't bring another chair.
After a few minutes, I was really disgusted. My husband was upset. He said, let's just leave. He said, if you're not going to eat, I'm not going to eat. So I asked to speak to the general manager, and I told him what the situation was. He said, well, did you mention that? He said, there's nothing written in the book that you were coming with wheelchairs and a dog.
Mark's got two.
I said, excuse me? I said, did you happen to notice this group? Do you think I make a habit of bringing in this many wheelchairs and a dog without adding it into my reservation?
Rebecca Williams works with the Southeast ADA Center in Atlanta. She answers questions about the Americans with Disabilities Act. She hears all kinds of stories from people who have trouble accessing public places.
I do get calls and say, well, how come nobody's come along and made sure this restaurant is accessible? As we like to say, there's no ADA police. There's no governmental agency that sends people out to check restaurants, to check hair salons, to check the Walmarts, whatever. Those changes come either when a business understands its responsibilities for access, or somebody can't get in and they talk with the business about why they're not accessible, or either a federal complaint or a lawsuit's filed.
Shannon says they eventually got a seat, but not an apology. Burns did not return several requests for comment. On Monday night, the group was looking for a restaurant that would be more accommodating. The group includes Harvey's miniature Pomeranian, a dog named Razzie.
You want to go eat? Is that what you want? Do I have to take you? I'll take you, but you gotta wait a minute.
The dog is specially trained to alert Harvey when he's about to have a seizure.
Right now, we're not quite sure where we're going, but we're going.
Larry Blocker, one of the wheelchair athletes, held onto Harvey's motorized scooter to get over the South Franklin Street Bridge.
Let's see if the door's accessible.
The group of wheelchair athletes, their coach, a spouse, and another friend ended up at Jackson's Bistro, about a quarter mile from the convention center.
Oh, we're ready. Let's go.
Okay.
I'm going to follow you, gentlemen.
After you? Oh, you're going to follow us?
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as they were seated at the table, Shannon said she could already tell it was going to be a better dinner than the other night.
They gave us a table that had room on all sides. It was accommodating. They didn't say anything. The dog was the issue at the beginning, but they got over it. But they just need to know what the rules are.
According to Williams from the Southeast ADA Center, there are two questions restaurant employees can ask. Is that a service animal, and what does it do for you? The general manager of Jackson says the owners hired a specialist a couple years back to go through the restaurant and remodel to make sure everything was wheelchair accessible. Wheelchair athletes Larry Blocker and Harvey Buchholz agree.
Easy to get around. Accommodations are good. Rest facilities were fantastic. No problem getting in and out.
It may not be a four-star restaurant, but the way we were treated and the food was good, they get it in our book.
Sure.
The next night, I saw the same group at Bernini in Ybor City. I could see that the servers had rearranged the tables to make room for the wheelchairs. And even though Bernini's doesn't have an elevator, if someone in a wheelchair wants to go upstairs, they'll carry them up. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.